Madtown's 93.1 Jams. What's going on? It is Krista in the Morning Rush. And Tracy, my gosh, girlfriend, we have been excited for quite some time because when it comes to you and myself, we, of course, are the oldest on this radio station. We are the grandmas, the jammas of 93.1 Jams. And that's why we know when it comes to fabulous music and when it comes to the hottest movies around, we, back in our heyday, were so big fans of such a phenomenal, iconic movie, and we're so excited. First off, take a listen to this.
Sorry about the disruption, folks, but I always do the last dance of the season. But this year, somebody told me not to. So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner who's not only a terrific dancer, but somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be. Miss Frances Hausman.
Sit down, Jake.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth. And I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
Was the most iconic and sexiest movie that we had our eyes on. In Madtown, we are so excited because when it comes to the fabulous music behind Dirty Dancing, I've had the time of my life in Hungry Eyes. Say hello to Academy Award-winning songwriters Frankie Privet and John DiNicola on the phone this morning. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Hey, Tracy and Krista. I got a question to ask you. Did you guys do the lift scene?
Oh, yes. Honey. Oh, yes.
Oh, you know we did.
Honey, of course we did.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, Frankie and John, it's such an honor to have you guys joining us today in Madison, Wisconsin, because we all know, my gosh, when this movie hit the screen, we were just like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I remember when I watched this movie, I was like so in love. And then it was funny. My mom would send me each and every year to an all-girls canoe camp. And then I was like, hello, where's my Patrick? Where's Johnny?
That's right.
And thankfully enough, though, my counselor had a very hot boyfriend. So he was kind of like my Johnny. And I was like, baby. That's how I was feeling. So I want to ask you guys, what was it like watching Patrick dance to your music? John, let's start with you, my man.
Okay. Patrick, they filmed to our demo. That's why you see sort of when it slows down and he mouths, "Oh, it all to you." I forget which section it is, but you can see it's a little out of sync because he's singing to what Frankie sang. Because Frankie sang on the demo along with Michelle Capelli. So to watch him dance, listen, I don't know if there's anybody else who could have pulled that off. I mean, he comes off as a punk, yet he can dance like a ballet dancer. So, and, obviously there's the sex factor. And so, I don't think there was anybody else that could have pulled that off the way he did. And there was, obviously a magic between him and Jennifer Grey. Yeah. And really the whole movie, there was a magic too. I mean, everybody around the project, including Emil, the Ardolino, the director, and Eleanor, it was a confluence of things coming together that just worked. And in a way, sometimes things just work, and that movie's working, and it's been working for 35 years now, 33, 34.
The stars were aligned.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Frankie, you're saying the stars were aligned there, huh?
Yeah, because, if you take out one of those elements, take Patrick out, take Jennifer out, take the song out, take the little bit of a Romeo-Juliet story out, take one of those elements out of the equation, and I don't think you have the same phenomenon.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
I mean, just all of it was just so well done, mm-hmm. and just to put your life into that. And I think every single girl wanted to be Jennifer. You know, we wanted to be Baby, and we wanted to meet him, and we just wanted to dance and learn how to do that. It was just so much fun. So it was just such an exciting time, for sure.
The actual woman who wrote it, Eleanor Bergstein, it's kind of her story. She was Baby. And it was a moment in the Catskill Mountains, and, you know, she used to dance a lot. So it's kind of autobiographical, but, you know, obviously not everything is perfect to her story, but it's based off of her.
Yeah.
You know, she says in the movie, Baby says that she was named after the first woman in the cabinet, but really it's Eleanor, and she was named after the first lady. Eleanor Franklin. Franklin? Mm-hmm. No, Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
So, I mean, you know, she's, and her, actually, Eleanor's real sister's name is Frances. So, you know, she played around with it, but it is loosely based on her time in the Catskills at a place called Grossinger's, which, when I was going back and forth to New York City, which we haven't been doing because of the coronavirus, but I drive by, you can see on the hill, Grossinger's, that what's left of it, the windows are popping out of it. It's a very spooky place to visit. But that's where she spent her summers, and that's where the story comes from, Grossinger's in Liberty,
but actually, New York. The film was, the movie was filmed in West Virginia, until the lake in West Virginia, they woke up one day and it disappeared. There were a big sinkhole happened, and the whole lake, I mean, a huge lake, disappeared. And so they packed up and they went to North Carolina and Lake Lore, North Carolina. And that's where they did all the water scenes. But all of the scenes that took place in the big building where they all went to was in West Virginia, and the cabins were in West Virginia.
Well, it's funny because Tracy and I were just speaking about, man, do you remember the scene when they're in the water and she's wearing like her white jeans and her white shirt? And then we're like, ooh, we wanted to be picked up by Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to get in line for that one.
I know. I bet.
All right.
Yeah, I remember being a kid. It's one of those movies that, honestly, as a young girl, you memorized every single line of the movie. Mm. So
I remember
doing that.
Yeah.
So, Frankie.
Well, I drive my family crazy because I constantly relate anything that they do to a Dirty Dancing line. I'm driving them nuts with that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, huge talents to you guys. My gosh, couldn't have had it done without you guys.
Oh, seriously. Hey, so Frankie, you have an amazing project that you're working on, which is called Rock and Roll Masterclass Dirty Dancing. Tell us how this came to be and what is it all about?
Yeah, a little guy that I knew for many, many years who originally had done the Dirty Dancing kind of concert right after the movie was done. And his name is David Fischoff. And David started a company called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, where before the pandemic, he would bring down major rock stars, four or five of them, and people would spend $2,500 and go down to Florida and spend a weekend with major rock stars, from, you know, guitar players to singers to songwriters. And so now with the pandemic, he had to do everything virtually. So like last week on Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, he had Roger Daltrey. And this week he has Alice Cooper.
Ooh.
And then he's bringing in Desmond Child, who wrote the majority of the Bon Jovi hits with John. And so I gave him a call and I said, listen, you know, John and I are still very, very close friends. We still write together. How would you like two out of the three Academy Award winners to come and do a master class for you on everything Dirty Dancing? John can break out the master of the demo that we did, the recording of the demo that that they actually, Baby and Johnny, danced to. And we can go through the writing of the song, and then I'll ask Lisa Swayze if she wants to be involved. So she said, absolutely. So Lisa's going to be there, so all your Dirty Dancing secrets can be answered, you know, behind the scenes with Patrick and what he felt about the movie. And all of those dollars that we're making from it, John and I and Lisa are donating to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network in Patrick Swayze's honor. So that's what we're doing. It's December 18th, and it's a Zoom class. So, you know, the first 30 people that, you know, buy a ticket can actually sit there and talk to us and ask their questions. The way you do that, and then other people that want to zoom in, it's a little bit of a cheaper price, but you don't get a chance to talk to us. You have to text us. And so how you can do this is rockcamp.com/masterclass. So it's rockcamp.com/masterclass, and it's December 18th at 8 o'clock, and, you know, you got to get your ticket ahead of time, but it's going to be fun. Basically, everything you want to know about Dirty Dancing.
Ooh, and everything. Everything. I mean, I remember, my man, being at the roller skating rink, and I do have to show some love to our girl from Vixen, Britt Lightning, because we were all about the 80s rock brigade with that girl. So I know she's moderating this phenomenal event. And
yes.
Yes. I want my big hair back with my Aquanet, and I want to have my life. Yes.
That's funny.
Get the pick right.
That's
right. Get it right. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, pancreatic cancer, this charity is very important to us. We always bring light to this. For the past 6 years during this morning show, we talk about this very cause, and especially with losing this phenomenal man known as Patrick Swayze. It was just so, so sad.
We'll be chatting with Frankie Privet and John DeNicola.
Of course, the creators behind the music of Dirty Dancing, all next on 93.1 Jams.
The Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Once again, we are speaking with the masterminds behind the music of Dirty Dancing. I tell you what, Academy Award winning songwriters Frankie Privet and John DeNicola.
Hey, so John, we hear that you've been working on bringing this hit song back.
That was good.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so good.
Love this song. So tell us all about it.
That was the very first song John and I wrote together.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So good.
John, tell them what you got going there, because it's really cool.
Well, yeah, after many years in the business as a songwriter and obviously being thrown into that with the Dirty Dancing songs, I decided to do my a record as John DeNicola, the artist. It's called The Why Because. It was released last year. And, you know, included in that, I mean, it's basically 11 songs from my songwriting past. And I felt I had to put on Hungry Eyes and The Time of My Life just because I'd be stupid not to. So we just did a version of Hungry Eyes that sort of modernized it, although I'm still playing the same keyboard I wrote the music on. It's called a Roland Juno 106, which is kind of used with a lot of modern indie rock bands still. It's just a sound that you'll all recognize. And so I just redid the song with me singing and changed a couple of the chords and a little bit of the bass line, but it's very synthesizer-oriented, as my son suggested when I didn't have an idea of where to go with it, because how do you compete with classic tunes? He said a lot of modern indie rock bands are kind of modeling some of their music after 80s synth pop. So I just kind of approached it like that, as if I was today doing a synth pop version of Hungry Eyes, and that's how it came out. It's number 16 this week on the Adult Contemporary Radio charts, New Music Weekly chart.
Congratulations to that.
Yep.
You know, and I love how you have recreated it to, of course, share what our world is like during the pandemic. I love the videos. I love with the people with the masks on. Of course, you can see all the fabulous things that are happening with John on his Instagram page at John DeNicola Music. So it's really, really amazing. And I just want to show some love to you as well, my man, because another favorite artist of mine is Adam Levine. And I came across an amazing piece of audio that, again, he said, man, it is because of you and another partner of yours that they just happened to be performing out on the beach. And one of you guys walked on by, heard their music, and it's because of you. And that's what's so amazing, that, you know, other artists supporting other artists to help them get out there. It's because of you, with Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard that. We had a lot of fun work. We did a whole record with, they were then called Kara's Flowers, just before they became Maroon 5. And yeah, in fact, Mickey, the bass player, plays on my record. He plays bass on one of the songs in God's Shadow. I asked him if he wanted to participate, and he did. I unfortunately didn't get Adam to participate, but that was a nice shout out he gave us on The Voice. We appreciated that.
Very much so. All right, Frankie, my man, you as well have been working on some amazing work during this pandemic, like bringing back your 1989 anthem, which is so amazing, One World.
Someone like you, someone like me, dreaming a dream of what could be. Do we believe? Maybe we do. It all comes down to me and you. No matter who we are, there's only one world.
So tell us what it's been like bringing this beautiful song back after three decades.
You know, it's kind of a wild ride back after winning the Academy Award. There was 25 songwriters chosen to go to Moscow and do a songwriting summit called Music Speaks Louder Than Words. So I went along with Barry Mann and Mike Soler and Cyndi Lauper and Desmond Child and Diane Warren, 25 of us. And in 9 days, we wrote 50 songs.
Wow.
And one of those songs, One World, was created by Pamela Philip Bolin, myself. Wrote for Frank Sinatra and Whitney Houston and Aretha, and a blind Estonian, Sergei Manoukian, and his songwriting partner, Mick Targa. So we came back, and Columbia Records kind of dropped the ball and never put the music out. So the song sat there for 30 years. And while I was doing an interview, like I'm doing now, I was asked the question, what about American songwriters? What are they going to do? How are they going to get to the other side of normal? And I go, wait a minute, this is not only about American songwriters. We are living in one world. This pandemic is affecting all of us. And so I realized at that point when I said One World, I said, you know what, I have a song, One World. So I called Pamela. We re-recorded the song. John Gillotin, who wrote New Attitude for Patti LaBelle, produced it. Bill Schnee mixed it, who's like one of the top five mixers in the world. And everyone that recorded on it are like Grammy winners or Grammy nominated. And they all did it from their home, somebody's basement, somebody's bedroom, and sent the files in. That's what's kind of the unique thing about this song, is that it really wasn't done in one space. It was done in from everyone's home. So they all had to send in their files. And so the song was recorded, rewritten. Some of the lyrics got rewritten, the second verse. And we put it out, and we're donating all of the proceeds that come from the song to the Musicians Foundation, because musicians need to get to the other side so we can enjoy them. Actors, fun, we need to see them. The First Responders Children's Foundation, who really could use the help. And then just when we were getting ready to release it, the George Floyd travesty happened, and we said, you know what, we have to do something for social justice. So we called up the NAACP, and they jumped on board. So if you go to oneworldoursong.com, you'll see that there's Patti LaBelle and Tico from Bon Jovi and Evelyn Champagne King and Christine Ebersole. So all these people talking about the song. Whatever you donate to whichever charity you want, you get a free download. So if it's a dollar or whatever you can afford, you get a free download of One World. We're giving this song away, hoping to get these people to the other side of normal and maybe bring some peace back into a healing back into our country, back into our world, and pull us back together. A lot of the stations that are playing it went, you know, AC charts again. John and I were on the AC charts together. But Bob Pantana from WOGL plays it all the time, and he's calling it the pandemic anthem.
Sure.
And so it has a We Are the World moment in it, but it's really for a good cause. It really is.
It's for a phenomenal cause. And it doesn't stop there when it comes to you helping out so many with another fabulous song where proceeds are going to Toys for Tots. This is your latest song for the holidays. Merry Christmas, everybody.
There's children singing joy to the world as we start celebrating our hearts filled with cheer. Everybody have a happy new year. It's the time of the season. The holidays are here.
Wow, what an outstanding amount of artists that you have on that single right there.
Yeah, they're from Canada. Versace, I believe they're called, and they're, you know, a vocal group, and they're just phenomenal. There's like four of them, so they're all singing a little part of the song. And it's for a good cause. Toys for Tots, you know, mm-hmm. It's a perfect time of year to give to these children to put a smile on their face.
So, of course, when it comes to both of your workings, you're always posting what's going on with your social media pages. So where can we follow you each? Frankie, let's start with you.
For me, I always say go to Dirty Dancing Demos, because that's where you can actually see what I'm doing and purchase the original demos that Baby and Johnny dance to, and that money goes to pancreatic cancer as well. So Dirty Dancing Demos on Facebook. And then One World on Facebook. And I believe on Instagram, it's One World Our Song.
Very good. And John, where can we all follow you?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Instagram, John DiNicola Music. And Facebook, also John DiNicola Music. For the record, you can go to omadrecords.com, O-M-A-D. Records.com or Amazon or Spotify or any of the streaming places. They all have the album is called The Why Because. You can find them there.
I love it. Well, listen, guys, before we let your fabulous selves go, I want to bring you back to something that was amazing. You know, us being here as Wisconsin people, of course, we are hardcore Packer fans. And when it came to a Super Bowl 45 back in 2011, the Packers versus the Steelers, this had have been so exciting to hear this being played by the Black Eyed Peas.
Had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before, and I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you. Oh,
you guys to watch that on the Super Bowl.
That's the dirty bit.
Yes, it is. One of our absolute favorites. I mean, that was pretty spectacular, and I remember watching that Super Bowl. So, you guys, we are so thrilled, again, to have you on this show. We are talking to the masterminds, honey. Multi-talented. It's just such an honor behind Dirty Dancing, Academy Award-winning songwriters Frankie Privet and John DiNicola. We are so excited for your Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp Masterclass behind the music of the hit motion picture Dirty Dancing that is occurring on Friday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, along with special guest Lisa Swayze. We are also super excited because we're doing something very special for our Jams listeners.
That's right. We have a special offer. For the first 20 people who purchase a ticket, you can get $25 discount at checkout using promo code DD2020.
And we'll definitely be putting that on our social media. So Frankie and John, thank you so much again for gracing us with your just amazing, you know, creative abilities and what you've done for Dirty Dancing and so many other people that are in love with your music.
Thank you. And thank you for giving everybody that code, because, the next 20 people that do call in and use that code, get $25 off our masterclass. So that was great that you guys said that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, bless you and take care, and nothing but fabulous things for you.
Listen, have a great holiday. Thanks. Stay safe, you two.
All right. Thank you. Yep. There you have it, Matt Town. It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.